NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, the landmark ruling, the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, taking away the constitutional right to abortion. Protests and celebrations erupting outside the court after the historic 5-4 decision, overturning nearly 50 years of abortion rights, leaving the matter up to states now to decide.
It feels like a betrayal.
Complete and utter joy that it was finally overturned.
The majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito saying Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. The three liberal justices in their dissent warning millions of American women have lost a fundamental constitutional protection. The impact, roughly half the states expected to ban abortion, 13 states with trigger laws banning abortion immediately or soon. Clinics in several states already turning women away. President Biden calling this a sad day for America, framing the upcoming midterms as an all-out battle for abortion rights. And the far-reaching fallout, could a national ban on abortion be in the future? And how Justice Clarence Thomas opened the door to overturning the rights to contraception and same-sex marriage, too. Another major story tonight, Congress passing the most significant gun safety bill in nearly 30 years, now on its way to President Biden's desk. And our NBC News exclusive, one-on-one with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. His message about the Americans captured while fighting in Ukraine, what he's now vowing to do.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening, everyone. Where do privacy and personal freedom begin and where do they end? Questions that have framed an enduring divide in modern America. One many thought was settled nearly 50 years ago when the Supreme Court affirmed a constitutional right to an abortion. Today, the court answered that question again, this time on a 5-4 vote, taking away what was regarded as a fundamental right. Right now, new laws banning abortion are taking effect in several states. Just hours after the court overturned the landmark Roe versus Wade decision, leaving it to states to decide whether abortion is legal. Justice Samuel Alito, in his opinion, writing Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. A draft of the decision leaked to the public weeks ago took away the suspense of the moment, but not the euphoria of victory for abortion opponents, nor the sting of defeat felt by abortion rights supporters. Here's the scene right now of crowds gathered outside the Supreme Court in protest and celebration. Our team ready to cover it all, starting with Pete Williams.
Outside the court, now ringed with a security fence, opponents of abortion rights cheered.
Complete and utter joy that it was finally overturned, but the determination, a steely determination, that the battle is not over.
Legal abortion on demand!
Legal abortion on demand!
For others, it was what they were dreading ever since the court signaled in December it was likely to overturn Roe.
It feels like a betrayal. It feels like my country doesn't love me and appreciate my body as a woman.
The court overturned nearly 50 years of abortion precedents in a ruling that was a first. Never before has the court granted and then taken away a widely recognized constitutional right. The court voted 5-4 to overturn Roe. Chief Justice John Roberts said going that far wasn't necessary to uphold Mississippi's law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The court voted 6-3 to uphold that law. The majority opinion overturning Roe tracked closely with the version that leaked in May, touching off nationwide protest, including at the homes of some of the court's conservatives. Justice Samuel Alito's majority opinion said no right to abortion is protected by any constitutional provision. The Roe decision, he said, was egregiously wrong and deeply damaging.
Like Winston Churchill said, this is the end of the beginning. It's been a 50-year battle to protect unborn children. But we now have those battles in every state.
Unlike other court rulings based on a right to privacy, Alito said abortion is different because it involves a potential life. So he said the ruling does not undermine the rights to same-sex marriage or contraception, though Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should take another look at them, too. The ruling does not make abortion illegal, but it's no longer a constitutional right, so that leaves the issue up to each state. It's likely to become illegal soon in about half the nation. Some states have already banned it as of tonight. The rest of the banned states are likely to follow in the coming weeks. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, in a controlling concurrence, said states that ban abortion cannot make it a crime for their residents to travel to a state where abortion is legal to get the procedure. In a joint dissent, Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan said the court ruling means that from the very moment of fertilization, a woman has no rights to speak of. They say a state can force her to bring a pregnancy to term, even at the steepest personal and family cost.
People are going to be heading to the streets both in the wake of this decision immediately and in the days and months to come, and making clear that the majority of people in the United States support abortion rights.
And Pete is joining us now from outside the Supreme Court. Pete, what's it been like out there today?
Well, this is the biggest crowd I've ever seen outside the Supreme Court after a decision. It's been building steadily all day, people celebrating and mourning the decisions. And while it does return the issue to the states, the dissenters say there's nothing in this ruling that would prevent Congress from banning abortion nationwide if it ever chose to. Lester?
All right, Pete, thank you. The ripple effect was immediate just after the decision. Some of those trigger laws already in effect. Some women unable to get abortion services planned for today. Blaine Alexander with more now from Mississippi.
Outside the Mississippi Clinic at the heart of today's Supreme Court decision.
We do abortion and we're proud to do abortion.
Even though the days for that are now numbered, at the Jackson Women's Health Organization, the requests are only growing. In 10 days, because of the state's trigger law, Mississippi's only abortion clinic will shut down for good.
I will tell you that any patient who contacts us, we'll see them. We'll make sure we see them during that 10 days.
But in some states, change is already happening. Of the 13 trigger law states, abortion is now illegal, with a few exceptions in at least five of them following today's ruling, including Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, where, through tears, the Attorney General signed the certification late today.
Restoring to the state of Arkansas the authority to prohibit abortion.
In Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood immediately stopped abortions following today's ruling. The medical director had to break the news to patients already in the waiting room.
Today, I had to look people in the eye and turn them away when they were seeking abortions.
Across the country, emotional reaction on both sides.
My first reaction was rage.
This is an amazing victory.
And while some lawmakers celebrate the decision,
this is a profound change in the law in our country, and it will save millions of lives of unborn children.
Others?
My wife's in tears. My kids are incredibly distraught. My sister says, I thought the courts were there to protect our freedoms, not roll them back.
Back in Mississippi, today's ruling is a victory for Terry Herring.
My eyes just filled with tears. This is a day to rejoice.
She has spent nearly 30 years fighting to end abortion and says she's proud Mississippi played a role.
What does today mean for you?
You know, personally, we didn't know if this would happen in our lifetime, right? We've been advocating for a long time. So seeing this happen in my lifetime and knowing that we had the opportunity to be a part of that is it means us being a part of changing history.
But for Tyler Hardin, who runs Planned Parenthood in the state.
You've gotten dozens of calls since this decision came down. Mm-hmm. Are women scared?
Yes, and to be honest, I'm scared as well.
The closest clinic, she says, will be in Florida, a seven-hour drive.
That means that people will have to find funds to travel. People will have to find funds to get hotel rooms, buy food.
Is that a feasible option for them?
It's not.
Blaine joins us now from Mississippi. And Blaine, I know one of the issues, particularly there, is the ability of people to travel out of state. It's particularly hard for many women.
That's right, Lester, especially here in Mississippi that has the highest poverty rate of any state in the country, especially among Black women. That's a group that many fear will be most impacted by today's decision. Now, in speaking with activists on both sides, one place they agree a focus should be getting women the resources they need for a safe pregnancy and beyond. Lester.
Blaine Alexander, thank you. President Biden condemned today's decision, declaring that Roe will be on the ballot in this fall's midterm elections, while conservative Republicans applauded the ruling. Peter Alexander now with more from the White House.
A somber President Biden tonight declaring this a low moment for the nation's highest court.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country. Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
The White House, mindful of how personal this ruling is, inviting more than a dozen senior aides, all women, to witness the president calling the decision the result of an extreme ideology.
It was three justices named by one president, Donald Trump. Make no mistake, this decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset balance of our law.
Top Republicans touting the ruling as a hard-won victory.
The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice.
It will save countless innocent children.
Two prominent senators now suggest they were misled by assurances made during recent confirmation hearings.
Roe v. Wade is an important precedent of the Supreme Court.
A good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court.
Republican Susan Collins slamming today's decision as inconsistent with those justices' testimony. So what comes next? With his authority limited tonight, President Biden's calling on Congress to guarantee the right to an abortion. But Senate Democrats currently do not have the votes for that. The president vowing his administration will protect women's access to FDA-approved medications like abortion pills and contraception, and promising to defend a woman's ability to travel to other states where abortion remains legal. 63% of Americans do not believe Roe should be overturned. Democrats, including the nation's first woman vice president, hoping to redirect that outrage to this fall's midterm elections.
You have the final word. So this is not over.
This fall, Roe is on the ballot.
A defining cultural clash in a country now even more deeply divided.
And Peter, President Biden is suggesting the court's ruling could lead to other personal freedoms being rolled back. What's he saying about that?
Yeah, that's right, Lester. The president cited Justice Thomas's majority opinion that the right to contraception and same-sex marriage should be reconsidered. President Biden arguing the court is now taking the country down an extreme and dangerous path. Lester.
Peter Alexander from the White House. I want to turn now to you, Misha Alcindor. As we just heard the president and House Speaker saying this fall, Roe is essentially on the ballot in the midterms. But to what end?
Well, much like the impact of this decision, the political fallout was immediate. Ahead of the midterms, Democrats will be hammering home the point to voters that polls show the majority of Americans want abortion to be legal in some form. But the reality is this is not a one-issue election. Democrats will be trying to focus voters on abortion while Americans are juggling multiple challenges, including record-high gas prices and historic inflation. Meanwhile, this decision is the culmination of conservative activism and the strategy in the Senate to really create a conservative majority on the court. Now, the question is, will Republican lawmakers face any backlash, or will it strengthen their movement and lead to federal action to ban abortion? What's clear is that abortion will now likely be a top issue in the midterms as this new political landscape takes shape. Lester?
Yeah, Mish, thank you. With abortion restrictions likely in more than half the country, some states where it will remain legal are anticipating an influx of patients from elsewhere. Some abortion providers are even relocating. Here's Stephanie Gosk.
With the stroke of a pen, the Supreme Court has likely triggered a massive abortion migration in this country. More than 300,000 abortions were performed last year in the 26 states where the procedure could soon be illegal or highly restricted. Now those people may choose to cross state lines. In Tennessee, the attorney general wants the state's six-week ban to start right now.
The people of Tennessee, for the first time in 50 years, will have a chance to weigh in on this issue.
So this is where we do our abortion procedures back here.
These are your two abortion procedure rooms. Mm-hmm. You have two rooms.
Yep.
We recently visited the Choices Healthcare Clinic in Memphis. Soon, the doors to these rooms will be closed for good.
Our patients are predominantly Black, The majority of them are uninsured or underinsured.
They have been bracing for this court decision for months.
We just kind of all thought this is going to be really bad for us. And so I said to my executive team, there's this place called Carbondale.
Carbondale is in southern Illinois, 3 hours by car from Memphis. It's where they plan to open a new clinic in August, but were reluctant to show us pictures because of security concerns. Clinician Nakia Grayson will be driving back and forth.
Will it be big enough to handle what is really going to be potentially a flood of patients, right?
Now, that's a good question. I don't know. I think that we will be the only clinic right now in the southern part of Illinois. We will handle as many patients as we can.
In some states where abortion will still be legal, access is being expanded. Connecticut passed a law allowing non-physicians to provide abortions. But anti-abortion activists hope increasing support systems during pregnancy will change people's minds.
I don't know of anybody that is, or any state that is thinking that they can stop people from traveling to another state. We are going to have to just push even harder than we have been to encourage women to let their baby live and to seek out the resources that are available.
But for many of those who choose not to, getting an abortion just got a whole lot harder. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, Memphis, Tennessee.
In 60 seconds, today's other major story, final bipartisan approval in Congress of the most significant gun safety bill in decades.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Back now with another major story tonight. Congress passing the biggest changes to our nation's gun laws in nearly 30 years. Garrett Hake is at the Capitol, and Garrett, this bipartisan bill breaks decades of congressional gridlock on guns.
Yeah, that's right, Lester. Lawmakers in both parties hailed this as a significant breakthrough on an issue in which Congress has traditionally failed to act despite enormous public pressure to do so. Now, this bill centers around enhanced background checks for any would-be gun buyers under 21, new resources for states to enact red flag laws, and a $7 billion investment in mental health programs. The Senate acting first, passing the bill late last night in an emotional vote as gun violence survivors and advocates looked on. 15 Republicans joining all Democrats in support. House GOP leaders urged their members to oppose this bill, which they said infringed on Second Amendment rights, but 14 House Republicans voted for it anyway, including the representatives of both Buffalo and Uvalde. So tonight, Lester, all that's left is for President Biden to sign this bill into law. We expect to see that in the coming days.
Garrett Hake, thank you. Up next, Richard Engel's exclusive with Ukraine's President Zelensky, his first public comments about those two captured Americans. Now to our NBC News exclusive. As Ukraine's forces withdraw from the critical eastern city of Severodonetsk, President Volodymyr Zelensky sitting down one-on-one with our Richard Engel, the Ukrainian leader, talking about the Americans captured while fighting in Ukraine and more, speaking throughout the interview in both English and Ukrainian.
We met President Volodymyr Zelensky in his office.
How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
While he makes many appearances, he does few interviews.
Two Americans answered your call, as many did, to come here and fight for Ukraine's democracy. They were captured. The Kremlin won't rule out that they could face the death penalty. Is there something you would like to say directly to the families of those two Americans?
They are heroes. And for me, they are the same like Ukrainians, because they give and they gave the main things they had, their lives. But I'm sure that we'll fight for them and we'll get them back. And of course, they will come back to your families, to their children.
We spoke just moments after Ukrainian troops, under heavy Russian fire for weeks, were forced to withdraw from the city of Severodonetsk in the east, giving Russia a new strategic foothold.
It seems like there's small advances from each side every day and huge numbers of casualties. Can you continue in this? How do you change the stalemate?
Their military outnumbers ours by 10 to 1. No matter how strong we are, they outnumber us by 10 to 1. It is very difficult.
Are you worried that the West will lose interest in Ukraine, become exhausted from this war, focus on other things, and that you'll be increasingly isolated over time?
I am worried about this thing indeed. The war has no boundaries. The war is currently happening in Ukraine, but that means that the war is happening everywhere in the world. I'm sure about that.
President Zelensky thanked the United States and President Biden directly for the weapons he's received so far, but said he needs a lot more. Lester?
Richard Engel, thank you for that. And Richard's conversation was part of the Aspen Ideas Festival, for which NBC is the media partner. You can watch the full interview this Tuesday on NBCNews.com. Up next here, as we continue, some of the iconic moments that will define this consequential day for America. After a pivotal day for America, we leave you with what Americans were saying today as the course of the country was rewritten by the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has now overturned Roe v. Wade.
I feel betrayed and I feel lost. I feel like I'm 19 years old. I've had my first year of college. I shouldn't be worried about my rights being taken away from me. And it hurts that I have little hope for the future.
I've had people in my family have abortions, and they have felt the regret years and years down the line. If Roe v. Wade wouldn't have been legal inside of the United States, I would have family members that I don't have today.
It's shocking. This is something that women should have a right to. I just don't. I can't.
Every child deserves life. Human rights start at conception and end at natural death, and that is what I'm going to fight for till the day that I die.
This is the first time the Supreme Court has ever granted a constitutional right, which did so when Roe was decided in 1973, and then took it away, a popular right that was widely recognized.
That's nightly news for this Friday. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.